Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, in Washington. Tonight, extended family.
Because back home, you know, in Africa, when someone got sick, you take the person to the hospital.
Right.
You need someone to take care.
Right. Well, extended family is a family that extends beyond the nuclear family. This includes grandparents, aunts, uncles, and other relatives. Okay? And this is according to Wikipedia. But what is so special about these families? Are they strengthening, or is it a stress to a family? Well, we'll find out tonight. As usual, let's talk. We will explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned.
I don't know where to call home. I don't even know who my father is. My mother died many years ago. She didn't talk about my story. And I can see how much I'm lonely. They tell me to hate cause it's love that I need. I wanna respect every person I see. The love is coming home, I live to see the future. Whatever I do, however I walk, I wanna touch my destiny.
Now it's time to welcome to our show our regular guest, the one and only, Orion Ikangishaka. Welcome back.
Yes, yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Jumbe, welcome
yes.
back, brother.
Thank you.
And for the first time, the one and only, Sergi. Welcome back. Welcome over, sir.
Thank you very much. It's quite a pleasure to be here with you. I wanted to do that for a long time.
And no, I've
been
waiting.
Today is my time, and I'm so happy about it.
Thank you.
The word I'm looking for is elated.
Oh, really? You're in, so we are happy to have you, sir. Well, most families in Africa experience this. So is there any lesson from this kind of lifestyle that we can learn? And I spoke to Solange Nyamulisa, a fellow from Congo, and I wanted to know her take.
The only advantage I see is you have people, you
yes.
know, around
yes.
you
uh-huh.
in case there's someone who's sick. Because mm-hmm. back home, you know, in Africa, when someone got sick, you take the person to the hospital.
Right.
You need someone to take care.
Right.
That can be the advantage because
yes.
those members of the families, they will be helping, they will mm-hmm. be rotating, helping you, you know.
Right.
And
of course, when you talk about helping each other, taking care of the family, it's the same thing for young families like you and me
mm-hmm.
when you have small children. If
yes.
you help those guys, right?
Yes, that is also another advantage because
yeah.
when you have your baby,
yeah.
you can go to work, you can continue
exactly.
work, and you know that there are people at home taking
uh-huh.
care. Even only that, not only that,
uh-huh.
even for like cooking,
right.
helping for the
cleaning,
everything
yeah.
in the house. That is maybe the
yeah.
the advantage.
Yeah.
yeah. But
okay, but there are problems.
There
okay.
are problems. You know?
Oh, don't start now. Okay,
you know,
if there's any problems, any disadvantages, you know, what are those? Maybe
the problem. I think there are many problems than advantages.
Tell me about
it. Because you know, living with people, I mean, they are your extended family, but they are not really your family.
Of course, they are. Yeah.
They are coming
from different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm. And you have to cope. You have to, you know, to understand each other.
Especially, Solange, if you remind me, when someone comes, especially the, you know, the auntie or the brother
mm-hmm.
who comes from maybe the village.
Yeah.
And you're maybe in town. So what happens here?
The person needs to be used to town's life. You know?
And you have to teach him.
You
right?
have to teach him everything from A to Z. And it's not always easy because
yeah,
sometimes, you know, those people, they come, they think that they know already. Especially if you're the wife and imagine the...
Your husband is bringing all the family
brothers,
members.
The
eh?
Brothers, sisters, you know. So when you want to teach
yes.
them, they'll be like, what this girl, this wife is, you know, this
yeah.
woman is trying to tell us, you know.
Right.
It's very...
So it's a challenge for a woman, right?
Yeah, very challenge. And
wow.
you can't do... Like, you know, when you're in town, you mm-hmm. have your own kids. You can say, let us go out
right.
to the restaurant. And,
mm-hmm.
But you're not going
but you're
to
not
bring,
comfortable.
You're not going to bring all that.
The whole family,
family to the restaurant. Come on.
And at the same time, I think when you're trying to do that, you also feel guilty if you don't take
yeah,
everybody
even,
in the house and
yes.
you're just living alone with your own children.
Even when it's about like buying clothes.
Uh-huh.
You know,
especially during Christmas time. Yeah. Easter time, you know, yeah. Everybody is expecting something from
something,
you.
Something, a gift. So, wow, how, where are you going to start? Now I understand why in Africa sometimes during Christmas and Easter they don't give gifts, yeah. You know, because it's very complicated. Hey, no, I'm telling you. I grew up at my place with the aunties, uncles, you know, everybody. We're like,
there.
I don't know. We had a house like with 6 rooms and each room.
All of them are full. Right?
Full. People coming from everywhere.
Thank you, Solange Nyambulisa. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing extended families. So, back to the studio. Orion Itangishaka, the only lady in the room, I think. Don't we do ladies first?
I'm glad you balanced that.
We should, for two major reasons. Uh-huh. Because she's in the know of what we are discussing this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And also because she's beautiful to the point I think she should be arrested for excess of beauty on one face.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Itangishaka, the floor is yours.
Huh? In light of the Women's
Day?
Women's Day this week, so. Yes. I appreciate that.
No doubt. Tell me something, Itangishaka. You know about extended family. Of course, you're from Burundi, Bujumbura, growing up there. I'm sure you've seen this. So I want to know, is there anything special that we can learn about extended families? Now, some families say this is not a difficult kind of life. It could be a stress. But some families say, no way, this is the most important, beautiful thing that ever happened to us. So what is this really, do you think?
I think either way, you need them. Okay. I think it's very difficult to detach 100% from extended family. Mm-hmm. They're always going to be there. They're not going anywhere. So might as well find a way to diplomatically deal with those who, you know, are tough to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And also to nurture those who are there, are close to you, because family is family is family. Blood is thick, you know, and so whether you have a crazy uncle or a very, you know, difficult to live with aunt or whatever issue, they're still a family. And I think for everyone on this planet, family is something that will always be part of your life.
It is part of your life.
So you gotta appreciate it. And you got to have to learn a very diplomatic way of dealing with each and every one of them.
I know. Especially when you have small children.
Oh, yeah.
Just like you, Itangishaka. If you were in Burundi today, I mean, you're in America, of course, it's just you and your family. If you're in Burundi today, do you think it's just going to be you and your husband and those children?
Oh, man, you know, that's a good question, because I'm kind of glad sometimes I'm here and I don't have many of them around. Because let me tell you something.
Are you selfish, Itangishaka?
No, I'm not. I'm very loving. Matter of fact, I go to Burundi almost every year.
Okay.
But let me tell you, when you are able to just disappear and just deal with you and your nuclear family, husband and children, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I have my parents and my siblings here in the U.S. as well, but this family can be stressful. Mm-hmm. It can be stressful. It can be stressful to a family, to a nuclear family, to a point of tearing it apart.
Really?
So, yes, you know, I enjoy my family, but I'm glad that they are an ocean away.
That's not a very good
You see, myself, what I would like to add to that, because, you know, I'm from Haiti.
Yes.
That means I'm from the other side of Africa.
Yes, sir.
I usually refer to myself, or people for that matter refer to me as an African born on the other side of the ocean.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, but family is very important to us.
Oh, yes.
Because sometimes we talk about early pregnancy. You know, you have a teenager that gets a baby, and the mother steps in to take care of the baby.
Right.
Myself, I can refer to myself as the one that was raised by his grandmother. Mm-hmm. Who taught me a lot of good things, a lot of values that I can pass on to my own children here that was brought in the United States. It's okay sometimes to, because when you have those families, they are there, the aunt is there, the cousin is there, and to give you a hand, let's say that the baby is sick, some of them come from another part of the country, they know about leaves, about remedies that could alleviate you until such time that you find a doctor, which is usually very far away in those small countries.
Right.
But family can be stressful, like she said, because that reminds me of a joke that I heard. One guy, especially if you are married to somebody, and then the mother is living there, what you call the mother-in-law. That's kind of poisonous. I remember there is a guy who was married to a woman to whom he was very much in love.
Right.
And then the the mother-in-law was interfering in the private business.
Wow.
And he was a little bit scared of the wife. You know, she was kind of like wearing the pants in the family, as we say. And then she decided to go to Israel, you know, for a vacation. With the intention to leave the mother behind so that she could be detached from her. And the mother would say, I want to go there too. And then he was adamant, I'm not going to go there with you. And the wife said, please take my mother. Da, 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 da. Okay, it came much against himself.
Yeah.
He decided to go with her.
Okay.
Let her go along. When she got to Israel and they were, you know, going on excursions here, there, and getting on top of hills, coming down.
Yeah.
And for some reason, she had a heart attack and she died from that.
Oh, no.
And then the guy sent somebody to inquire as to how much it would cost to send the corpse back to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy come back and tell him the cheapest price I could find was like $25,000. However, mm-hmm. if you bury her right here in Israel, it's going to be like $50. The guy said, I don't want to hear about any $50. Send her over there for $25,000 because I hear that some people in this city die and they wake up 2 days later. And I don't want that to happen to
you. You're so bad. You said you're so bad. But anyway. What a story. Oh, my goodness. Is that bad? Anyway, Jumbe Hamza, the singer and songwriter, tell me about your experience with these extended families. You travel to Tanga all the time. What do you feel about being around people of extended family beyond your nucleus when you're in America?
Sometimes I feel like extended family could be closer to you than your actual family.
Mm-hmm.
You see, on my mom's side, we have a lot of extended family, like a lot.
Right.
I can't even count.
Can
like,
even
it's
count?
A lot. It's a lot. I don't even know who's extended family, who's family.
Right.
Right. But I see myself to be more closer to people that are extended for mm-hmm. some reason. I don't know why, but...
I felt the same way, too, growing up.
Yeah.
Trust me.
A lot of people gotta realize that they can't limit themselves to their immediate family only. Because sometimes mm-hmm. your immediate family isn't always the best for you.
Right. Sometimes you're right.
Of course, family is family. But,
yeah.
But, you know, you have to weigh those options.
I know. And guess what, Itangishaka? Like when you have all this rivalry within yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But when you go out of your own nucleus family, mm-hmm. you might develop close friendships that mm-hmm. are like entangled.
Yeah.
Yes.
You see that?
Yeah. I think it's important for someone to stay in an environment where they can thrive,
mm-hmm.
an environment that's healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you said, you know, you feel stronger with the other extended family, perhaps because you spend more time with them, you know them more,
mm-hmm.
you connect with them more. So I think, you know, for everyone, it's not something to be ashamed of or
right.
to fear
mm-hmm.
that you're more closer to an extended family member. Maybe the direct families were not as close. Maybe they were not there, or maybe you just have
you too compete
much.
Too much sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, there's this competition. You get new shoes, I need new shoes. Then you got, hey.
Yeah, why?
Yes,
you know?
Certainly. There is another side to it, too, because, you know, people are people. Even if you are born not directly connected to that extended family that we are talking, this is somebody that you come to know along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But sometimes you may have a temperament, you know, and that seems to be quite the temperament they were looking for. They could not find in their own
right.
family.
Yeah.
And they get to connect with you a little
exactly.
bit better than
mm-hmm.
their own.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
That's right. So, let me ask you these guys. What are the advantages of sharing something with a family that is close to you? Are they the things that people are looking for? Because sometimes sharing work is a core value. And if you're in an extended family, it becomes very easy to do that. But anyway, extended family is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many questions. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
Listen, we need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
It's Upfront Wednesdays at 1730 UTC
right here on
VOA
Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, in the Washington studio with Serge, Itangishaka, and Jumbe. Right now, discussing extended family. So, what needs to be done? What happens in an extended family? Sometimes, family changes from immediate household to extended household. In some circumstances, the extended family comes to live either with one or in the place of member of the immediate family. And this includes so many people. And I spoke to Peter Masele from Tanzania, and I wanted to know his take.
I'm a very big supporter of our extended family.
Why is that?
I'll tell you from my own experience.
Okay.
My own father, He had a sister who happened to be my aunt. And my aunt was not doing very good economically. And so my father took two of my aunt's kids. He did not just take him to our house. He took him and he sent him to school. And they ended up going all the way to university. They got their degrees and everything. And now they're doing very good. If it wasn't because of my father, they wouldn't be able to do that, basically. Even myself, when I was growing up, I needed some help. And I needed some extra money, whatever. And a lot of extra help. And I got most of the help from my family members. I'm not talking about the nucleus family members. I'm talking about my cousins and my uncles and all other family members.
You're right about that, Peter. And Peter, let me tell you something. When you are in an extended family, like growing up, you had your uncle's kids with you living in the same family. They moved in your house with your parents.
Yes.
How do you feel about distribution of work? Was it easier because you had help from other new family members in the house? Or was it somewhat a disadvantage?
It was much easier because for any particular duty, we had more people to take care of that duty compared to the way it used to be when we was just a few of us in the family.
And Peter, you don't even get bored, right? When you want to go outside and play, you always have
No. I had some people to pick me, who were picking me up at school. I was being dropped off in the morning in Frosani and everything. So
it can't go wrong with an extended family. Is that what it is?
No. I'm a big, big supporter of extended family.
Thank you, Peter Masele from Tanzania. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing extended families. Now, one thing I learned, guys, as I was telling you, Tangishaka, in an extended family, sharing chores, cleaning, and everything is very easy. Because you just point, hey, John, come here, hey, Patrick,
family.
Do that. Yeah, you just tell them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the work can be unequally shared due to stuff like favoritism. You know, this is my own daughter, so she can't do this, but that one can do it. So do we see some changes when you're dealing with an extended family?
I think that happens. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, sure. I think it happens when the head of the household is actually caring for some of these family members, if they're actually providing food and clothing. And, you know, you see that in Africa where, you know, we don't just live with mom, dad and the children. You always have people coming from the village and living with you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time you fall into taking advantage of them. But they're your family. But they're there and they're consuming your food. So you kind of have to get something from them. But
your budget is different.
It's not right, but it happens.
That's one side of the story. But one of the things that sometimes they give them to do more of a chore than people who live in the house is because not only they come to you, they don't become quite a burden, but they are here with you in the same household and that they are not working. And then they become your responsibilities.
Right.
In other words, if you don't put your hands in your pockets to save them,
mm-hmm.
even from doctor bills, you know, buying medication, buying new clothes, sometimes they can come in front of you complaining, hey, I don't see the heel of my shoes. Maybe I should have a new one. You know, that's an indirect fashion to ask you, excuse me, could you buy me my new shoes, please?
That's true. They have to put in the work for them to pay bills.
Right.
As a father, you have to provide, you know? It's not easy, but it's something I think for some parents as an advantage. Some parents is a disadvantage. So maybe you can tell me, what do you think is somewhat a good thing to have or somewhat not a good thing, especially living in such a situation for those who are in that family?
Okay, well, speaking from experience,
mm-hmm.
I'm an only child.
You're the only child. So you don't see anybody.
I don't see anybody. But growing up, I had a lot of extended family. Well, not extended family, but other family members that came from Tanzania that came to live with us and stuff like that. And I guess their chore kind of was to take care of
you,
baby Junbei.
Baby Junbei.
Yeah. Like my dad would be going to school and my mom going to work. Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah, go take care of Junbei. So that's like.
That's an advantage.
That's, yeah.
There was an automatic chore.
Yeah, automatic chore.
and I think.
From what I heard, not that I'm that connected to MI6 because now I'm close in the Buddhist civilization, but from the kind of information that come to me secretly, it looks like you were quite a chore yourself when you were there.
I think Itangishaka, if you were to use extended family, you would be the first. Because Itangishaka, tell me about me. With three kids.
Right now, whoever would come to live with me, there will be a nanny automatically.
Automatic.
You know, but I had an aunt who I grew up with. Uh-huh. She was the perfect aunt, but she was like an older sister.
Okay.
She was brought in from the village. Mm-hmm. She grew up, she kind of raised us, but... She never complained about anything because you're coming from the village. You have your nephews and your niece. You teach them. You teach them everything. You know, as you're taking care of them.
Right.
But what she benefited was that she was then later on taken to an art school to learn how to sew, and she had her own career. Now she has her own little business. So I think for those extended families who feel like they're being used, you have to think about where you come from. If it was a better place, then you should stay there. But if here it's better, and then, you know, you have to be able to contribute to the family by taking care of chores around the house without complaining, because...
Of course. And I think most of them won't complain either.
You really are helping and you're loved, and, you know, unless, of course, you're being abused.
Then that's something different. Else, right.
And, you know...
But other than that, most people are happy.
I think most people are happy to be, you know...
I think it's a... It's a 50-50 equal share. Like, I know my cousins came over here, or my aunt and stuff came over here, and they were taking care of me, but they still got the opportunity to build their life in America, to go to school. Now they have their own families and stuff like that, so...
It's an investment.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, that points to one particular facet of the discussion this afternoon, is the fact... That you get some. If I take your case, you have three kids. If you had that extended family here with me, although you seem to abhor them, to use a high class verb, which means to hate with a passion.
No.
If they were there, you would say,
My kids are lovely. They will love them.
Well, they will love them, but that would help you also with the babysitting fees, which is skyrocketing.
Oh, Lord.
Because I know about the baby fees because I have had children here.
Right.
And also I try to subscribe to a baby school for myself. They tell me that they double the price. You don't look like a baby to me.
Yeah, really big trouble.
And I think family members having a family together, I will tell you what I do know and remember growing up in my own family. We had every year someone coming to visit from the village. And the next thing you know, he's staying.
No, not only that.
But here's the thing, though. Right. When they stay, they become part of the family. We love them. We eat with them. We play with them. We do everything with them. And then, like what Junbei was saying, they get an opportunity. They get some college. They go to some school, whatever. And then vocational school. And then they start their own life.
Right.
You know, sometimes my only issues when sometimes that happens is when people are not grateful. I think a lot of family, extended family members think that they're entitled. You're my sister, so therefore you should do this.
And you have money too.
Yeah. And so I think a lot of trap that they fall into is believing that you made it. So therefore, you owe us. And it's a very wrong attitude to have.
But they don't know what kind of sacrifices that you made before you get there. Because whatever success that you achieve in life, you have to go on through a certain way, through a certain path. And sometimes that path is full of thorns.
So I know, right?
That's why it is not
easy.
It's not that easy at all.
Because you remember during Christmas days, you are looking for your present. But your father doesn't have to buy only you. If you have extended family, everybody's getting it.
Yes.
You understand me?
Yes.
You have to think.
So
like
I can imagine what my parents were going through those days.
You got to buy new clothes for what? Just two kids? Oh, no. I have two nephews.
Exactly.
And their aunties. So it's tough. It's tough in Africa.
It is not easy,
you just gotta make it work, you know.
But people make it work for some reason. People are happy.
Yes, because that's part of the fabric of
the fabric of African society. Yes.
The culture altogether.
And the culture as well.
It's a collective society. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, it is.
Apart from here, which is we have an individualistic society in America,
right,
where everyone's me, me, me.
Mm-hmm.
But in Africa, it's like
we.
Yeah, we.
And to piggyback on that, on what I said in the beginning, I am an ocean away from them, but I love them. I would love for them to be around because, you know, it would save me some babysitting fees. But I love my family, and the African culture of having the whole family raising each other,
exactly,
having people you are accountable to.
Yeah.
You don't act up because when you turn around, this one is saying something.
The whole village is taking care of
your
family. Yeah.
I would pick that over what I have now,
right,
even though I enjoy the freedom of just having my own family. So just to clear that up, I really would pick being in a community-based environment.
You wouldn't even worry about leaving home and going to work like your husband is
here
home
in America. For those who are listening to us overseas, it's you and your family. It's great, but you're lacking a lot of things in terms that you could get from the extended family.
Yeah.
What do you call it? A lot of nurturing love.
Yes,
yeah,
it's a good
a
one. See, that's wisdom right
that's
there.
Wisdom right
that's wisdom right there.
What do you expect from an old man?
That's wisdom.
See, I grew up here.
Yeah.
I was born here. I grew up here.
Right.
But I always visit Tanzania, so I see the differences.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I go back to Tanzania and I'm talking to my friends like, yeah, I want to go to America. But like, I see the difference that when I'm in Tanzania, you can't go like an hour without somebody coming to the house, saying hi,
saying hello, right,
you know, things like that. And those are the things that you don't necessarily get over here.
Of course.
Like, over here is you, your family, school, work.
And if you think Shaka wants to stop by, hey, you better make a phone call. Just don't show up in my house.
Yes.
But you know what? Let me tell you about that phone call situation. Even in Africa. Now, when I go to Africa, I spend like a whole month.
Yeah.
Sometimes people try to show up without calling me.
Yeah.
And I get irritated. I'm trying to take a nap. Why you didn't call me?
No, so, that's America. Over there, that's different.
Exactly.
I know. But
it doesn't apply in Africa.
I forget.
If they call you, they're calling you to say open the door.
Yeah.
I'm right there. Behind the door.
Every person I see, the love is coming home. I live to see the future. Whatever I do, I waver a walk. I wanna touch my destiny. Whatever I do, however I walk, I wanna touch my destiny. Whatever I do, however I walk, I wanna touch my destiny. Whatever I do, however I walk, I wanna touch my destiny. My day, my day, my day, my destiny. Whatever it is, my destiny. My day, my day, my day, my destiny. I will reach my destiny. Whoever you are, wherever you from, I hope you can be my brother. I hope you can be my sister. Every old man I see on this street, I wish he was my father. My story taught me to love everyone. And I know, it will help me to touch my destiny. I don't care what people say, I just follow my way. And I know, it will help me to touch my destiny. Whatever I do, however I walk, I wanna touch my destiny. Whatever I do, however I walk, I wanna touch my destiny. Whatever I do, however I walk, I wanna touch my destiny. Whatever I do, however I walk, I wanna touch my destiny.
That's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explode extended family. A big thank you to my guest on the phone, Peter Masele, and a fellow Solange Nyamulisa. And in the studio, I want to thank you, the one and only lady in the house.
Thank you.
Oreni Tangishaka. And Jumbe, thank you for coming.
No problem.
And of course, the one and only, sir.
I have a question to me. That's the one and almost only.
That's right, because he's married.
Thank you, Sergio, for showing up. And of course, a big thank you to my producer, Jackson Mvunganyi. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. This is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.